Okay, we are up to Simin Sadi Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, page Reish Gimel. Continue the laws of Choyle Sha'in by Sakana. Okay, these laws are divided into multiple sections. Choyle Sha'in by Sakana, Choyle Sha'yesh by Sakana. I was looking around yesterday, some of the modern Sfarim, the contemporary Sfarim on the laws of Refuah. There are a couple of Sfarim. There's a very good Sefer. There are two very good Sfarim. One is written by Badner, the one who wrote about Muksa and Brochosh. He has a very good Sefer on the laws of Refuah on Shabbos. It's a very, very good Sefer. Rabbi Badner. Rabbi Badner, the one who wrote a Sefer on Muksa. And he wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Brochos. He also wrote a very comprehensive Sefer on the laws of Refuah on Shabbos. So hopefully at the end of this section we'll go through some of the things he has there. And there's another Sefer, I don't remember the name of the person. He wrote in fact a few some. He wrote a Madrich for Hatzalah members. Very interesting. That people, he lives in Lakewood. And in Lakewood, they have very large Hatzalah service, and they're all Bnei Torah. They all want to know exactly what to do on Shabbos. So he was appointed. I don't know if he was appointed, but somehow he got involved to write a guide, a comprehensive guide for all of the Hatzalah members, exactly how to handle themselves on Shabbos. Emergency. There are a lot of different shalos which come up. And Hatzalah on Shabbos, how to deal with different types of situations. So until now, you do what you have to do. But it's good to have some halachic guidelines. So he spent a lot of time working on that. He writes, in the process of preparing this very elaborate Madrich, God, you can get an Eichel, I saw it. It's very nice Sefer. I forgot his name. Believe that, I'm going to bring the other Sefer. But in the process of writing this Madrich for Hatzalah, he realized we need a Madrich for the for every single person. What? Once you call Hatzalah,
car on Shabbos, they'll call Hatzalah to take them to the hospital, even if it's not anything urgent.
What?
It's not an emergency.
Well, that's what they have to know. So,
people won't drive themselves.
Yeah.
Well,
Hatzalah can get you there a lot faster. They can go through all the red lights. What?
Not only get you, they'll get you in.
They'll get you in. Period. Okay, whatever it is. But he originally prepared a madrich for Hatzalah, and he writes in the Hagdama to this other Sefer, in the process of preparing the Madrich, he realized we really need a Sefer for the average man. The common man at home also needs a guide, not for Hatzalah, just to know how to deal with situations and health, Refuah on Shabbos, basically an updated guide to what it says in Kitta Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Cholesh Ein by Sakana, Cholesh Yesh by Sakana, and he has there some very, very interesting things. So, Belina, there at the end, when we finish here, we have another two simanim to do. When we get to the end, let's risk the Yesodos, we will Mir Tashem spend some time going through some of the ideas that he presents there. Beginning to prepare, he has there different categories. There's a Cholesh Sheyesh by Sakana. That everything goes. Then there's a chayla she'ein by sakana. These are different terms in Chazal. Is a chayla she'ein by sakana. Chayla she'yesh by sakana is a good question. How do you define a chayla she'yesh by sakana? Very good question. Now let's discuss that right now. Right now, if the person is not going to be treated immediately, he's going to die. Okay, that's pashut admot. Let's say you have a situation where if you don't do something now, it can lead in the long run to death. Is that called the Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana? So he gives a very good mashal to define from, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's from Rabbi Eliashiv, or maybe it's from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. I don't remember, I have to go back to the Sefer. He said, gives an example of immunization. If a child does not receive his shots, the immunization shots, he can die. Correct? You can get measles, you can get who knows what can happen. dealing with it can be very serious if he does not get his immunization shots. So let's say you get a call, let's say it's Shabbos, your doctor works on Saturday, and the doctor gives you an appointment and says, you know, the rules are that when the baby is 30 days old, I don't know what the rules are, the baby is 45 days old, you don't give a newborn baby his immunization shots, you wait until they're different stages. I don't know, 6 months, 1 year, they're different shots, different times in the child life. He's due for his shots. And don't play around. Today there's a lot of people that are playing around. They're not giving shots. They're afraid to cause all these different things. Don't warning you. Don't play around. You don't give him these shots. You're putting your child in sakana pikuach and pikuach nefesh. He can actually die from not taking these shots. So and here is that you come in on Saturday. So one can argue it's pikuach nefesh. I'm allowed on Shabbos to take my child to the doctor for his shots because this is a chayla sheyesh boy sakana. If I don't give him these shots, I'm not going. He can die. So the question is, what does the average person do? Let's not talk about Shabbos. Let's talk about the doctor's appointment is Tuesday, and the person says, well, you know, Tuesday I have a business meeting.
Yes, they come Wednesday.
Can I come in Wednesday? Yeah, of course. Come Wednesday. Come Thursday. You're busy this week. You're going on vacation. It's no emergency. You can come in next week. You can come in. But if you don't get the shots, the kid's going to die. Yeah, the kid's going to die in 20 years from now, in 10 years from now. But it's not. So this is not something that is called a chayla sheyesh bo sakana that requires you to mechal Shabbos. But if a person is in a situation where you get nervous and you take care of this immediately, if you have a situation, I don't know what the situation, you have to come up with a situation where a person finds himself...
We've had one with the eye.
Okay, but let's be more generalized. When the person finds something in a matzev where you don't wait. If you have a very important business meeting, And you realize, oh no, I need to take care of this medical issue. And right now I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen to me right now. But it's something that the average person would not delay a moment. You go in to the doctor immediately to take care of this because this is serious business. And you're willing to cancel a business appointment because this has priority. Because if you don't take care of this, it can lead ultimately to a loss of life. That, according to halach, is called chayla sheyesh bo sakana. And you can even go on Shabbos.
You go to India, you forgot. Go to India, you have a big business trip.
Yeah.
Conference, you have to go to India. You forgot to get your shots or whatever beforehand.
Yeah. So would you have to ask yourself the question, right now it's Shabbos, right now a situation has come up.
Medication, yeah.
A situation has emerged. It's Shabbos, and you're sitting in shul, and something happens, and the doctor is there, and he tells you, this is the situation, this is what you need to do. If this was during the week, would you drop everything you had to go right now to the doctor to take care of this? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But if the answer is yes, you would, then that means that on Shabbos you are allowed and you're mechuyev to drop everything and go to the emergency room, go to the doctor, take care of it right now. Even though nothing, I don't sense an emergency. It's a very big chiddush. This is a very. You ask yourself. You are the doctor in this situation. You ask yourself, how do you feel about this situation? That's what I think of. I'm sure Yashav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that is the determining factor when you're dealing with something called chayla sheyesh bo sakana. Chayla sheyesh bo sakana does not mean life and death this very moment. It means you're in a matziv where a procedure must be done so that you will not ultimately die.
You have a doctor who is hard to get to, and the only way you can get to him is on this day.
Yeah, induced labor. You have, yeah.
Go to the best. You have to go to the best.
Go to the second. Arrange for a car service to take you. Finish.
Okay, you can't. He writes in the Hakdama only 100 times. You can't generalize that every situation is different. Forget it. Right, that's a sakana saver. You can't generalize. So every situation is different. So that's something which is a new idea. Not that we don't really appreciate. So it's a leniency that we don't really appreciate. A person is healthy. He's fine. You got to take care of it. Sunday, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go Sunday. I'll go Monday. I have to go now, get in the car, and go to the hospital right now and go get this shot. The doctor told me, you have to get this shot. If you don't get this shot, in a week, you'll be dead. You'll be dead. You have a deficiency. I'm telling you right now, you get this shot. If you don't get it, in 1 week, you'll be dead. Okay, so the guy says, okay, you know, it's Shabbos afternoon. I'll wait until Shabbos. I'll wait until Shabbos is over. I don't have to go for a week. I'll go a week. So I'll wait until Shabbos. I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. You're a Shaita. If this was a Tuesday afternoon and the doctor says to you, if you don't get this shot, you'll be dead in a week, you're not going to wait until to daven ma'ariv to go get the shot. You'll get in the car, you'll go to the emergency room, you go to the doctor, you get the shot, and shalom al Yisrael. So today is Shabbos. So that means Shabbos, you're chol l'sheyesh bo sakana, even though you have a week, you don't wait, you go right away, even though you are healthy. To the person, to the people, to the observers, you are the picture of health. Everything is fine. No, you have a, you're in a matzah. Of a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. That is a kula, and that is a, that's a very important principle.
Well, you have to ask an interesting question. I mean, so let's say you're going to India on Sunday.
Yeah.
You say, oh my God, I didn't take my shots. I can get typhoid.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to be in Makal Shabbos and go get your shots?
On Shabbos, because you're going on Sunday to India. L'chor not. No, that's that. You have to cancel your flight. That's not an excuse. It doesn't sound reasonable that you should be allowed to mechal Shabbos in that situation. You'll have to go cancel your flight, get the shots on Sunday, and go Monday. That's because you're not in imminent sakana. So they're right. It's a lack of preparation. Okay. Let's go further. Okay. There are many more interesting ideas. We'll try at the end to go through. It was, well, other thing I want to tell you is different. All the different categories. He lays out in the English Sefer all the various categories. There's a chayle sheyesh by sakon. Then there's a chayle she'ein by sakon. But you're chayle. That means you're ill. Then there's something called nofal. He doesn't use that term. Nofal limit. I think that chayle she'ein by sakon is already called. That's already the same category of a. That's nafal lemishkaf. Then there's a category that's the very, very end. That's the lightest of them all. Okay, then there's something in the middle. Okay, I don't remember all the terms. It's very interesting. All of the madrigals, 5-6 madrigals, and each term is used in Shulchan Aruch differently, and each term has a different set of rules. Today, everything is a big mishmash, obviously, but at least when you know the yesodos, when you discuss different situations, you could, like, for example, a sprain. A person has a sprain. Doctors today are of the agreement a sprain is not chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. Okay, and it's not a chol l'sheyein bo. Well, not a chol. It is chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. Sprain. What? I didn't see. Okay, it's always the first. Okay. There's a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. So he writes that he gives an example of a person that has a sprain arm. Okay, you have a sprain. Can you define the doctor? There's no break. The doctor's on site and they've made a determination. They're 100% sure this is the begeder, what we call a sprain. It's not a break. There's no fracture. There's no infection. It's a sprain. Is the person comfortable? No. It's very painful. Okay, we all know. We have a sprained back, a sprained arm. It's very unpleasant. What status are you in? Are you called a mechush ba'alma? If you're in the category of mechush ba'alma, you can't do anything. You're in a lot of trouble. Pretty much everything is aser. If you're already together, a chole, you can do everything. A chole, she'ein bo sakana, everything goes. Not chol Shabbos, but close to it. Close to do aderach shinei. What?
This guide is for hatzalah?
No. This sefer that I'm quoting from is not the guide for Hatzalah. I browse through the guide to Hatzalah. It's very technical. He talks in all their codes. You're listening on 2A radio and you get a code one, and you get this code. It's a technical guidebook of how to respond and how the dispatcher is supposed to answer calls. It's very, very, it's very narrow. The guide for Hatzalah is very focused on the training, on what they should do. But he realized, he writes that through preparing the madrich for the Hatzalah members, he realized that we need a madrich. The average person, 21st century, really needs a guide how to deal with the laws of Rafua and Shabbos, because so much has changed. There's probably no area in Shulchan Aruch that has changed more than this area of Rafua and Shabbos. We're dealing over here, talking about taking a cup, putting on your stomach. These things are, it's ancient history. All of the yesodos of the halach is found in Shulchan Aruch. But the practical application has completely changed, where we don't even recognize the halacha. It's a whole new world, and we really need a new Shulchan Aruch for the areas of Refuah and Shabbos. Everyone should know Rabbi Zilberstein. He's one of the big mumchim in these areas, and he's really more in ethical questions in medicine. Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein, he is the son-in-law of Yashiv. He's a genius of geniuses. He's the one who wrote Elena L'Shabeach, mm-hmm. and like his whole, I can't remember all the names, probably like 10 different series. So they recently put out from him 5 volumes on medical questions, very complex medical ethics and medical questions that he consulted, very consulted with Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Yubadul Chaim Tovim,
with
Kanievsky and with his father-in-law Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Five volumes. It's a set, and it's very, very complex. It's heavy duties of someone. I think the Rosner, it's Dr. Fred Rosner, and he has a son who's a son. That's a Sholem Rosner. So Dr. Fred Rosner, he has someone that helps him now. I think he's also very big in medical ethics, but maybe there was someone else. Someone else took these, I think these 5 volumes, and they just took out some of the really juicy Shilas, translated it and put into a single volume on medical ethics from Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein's Sfar. So this is a big thing today. The big medical ethics, medical questions in the halacha, and it's a big, big thing. And we're just not even scratching the surface. Let's go further. Let's see what it says over here. Halacha Yud Gimel, Mi Sheyesh Lo Nekeh B'Zraya. I don't know what this word means. Shekoyrin, you know what this word is? Abtura. Okay, he has some type of injury. He has a hole in his arm. Whatever this is, it's not Nogeos, whatever it is. In Nistam HaNekev. Whatever it is, there's a hole in his arm, there's some type of wound, there's a wound, and the wound has healed, and it's Nistam. And now on Shabbos, a person wants to, this pressure, it's not healing the way it should. Or maybe it is healing the way it should, but the person wants to open up this hole in order to relieve pressure, in order to drain some fluid, whatever it is. In Nistam, HaNekev Ksas, also Litim L'Sochi Kitnis Sheyiftach. He wants to take a bean, and put a bean into the hole to open, to widen the hole in order to the open, to air out the wound. The ha-kavanaso she-yishar pasuach, he wants it to remain open, and that will air out the wound. Again, we're dealing over here with techniques that we're not familiar with. So the question, yibeng ha-pesach, this is a shayl of boine on Shabbos. This is a more severe form of just refuah on Shabbos, nisim idarabanan. But here, when you make openings, a mapis more so, when a person has a type of a wound, and you make an opening in some type of pus, that's a shayl of derais of boine of binyan. A machai, so it's midrabanan. I think it's a machloikas rishonim. It's din derais of din derabanan. When you make a pesach, the human being, it's only midrabanan, but it's still a different category of refuah. You're making an opening in your body, shail of bainah. So here is exactly what you want to do. You're taking this bean, you're putting into the bean to open it up. So this is osur because this is shail of bainah. General derech klal, by the way, the rule of thumb is that when a person who is a real choyle, a choyle shein by sakana, you can pretty much do anything. But if ideally it should be done through a guy, and if it cannot be done through a guy, it should be done by a Jew. But kla'achar yad, it should be done in an unusual way, so you're not doing the malacha d'araisa. That's the general rule of thumb. All of the things that you're not allowed to do is where you are one madrega below a choyle she'ein bo sakana, which we, for simplicity, call mechush ba'alma. A person is feeling slightly ill, he's just under the weather, but he's really, generally, he's fine. So there, the takana rabbanan is don't do malacha, even do kla'achar yad is not proper. Certainly here, you're doing a malacha, which borders on the malacha d'araisa, of opening up, making a pesach in the person's body, that may not be done, period. Uritia, let's say you want to apply to this wound, now that you're going to open up, let's say this wound has been opened, you want to apply a bandage or some type of medicine. Shanase smol mutalitin al on this, whatever this opening, shihirak l'shamra, it's not considered you're applying medicine. This type of wound is not a wound that needs medicine. So what you're applying to the band, to the wound, is just to guard it from infection. You're not actually providing medicine, and that is mutter. But if you know for a fact that the ritiya is treated with some type of medicine, it's going to cause pus to come out, so then it's acting as a medicine. Oh, dam osur, because then it's acting as a medicine. And to apply medicine on Shabbos in a situation where it's not a chaylish she'ein bo sakana is forbidden. Chaylish is pashut, it's his mutter. Even a chaylish she'ein bo sakana, the person is not a chaylish she'ein bo sakana. If he's a chaylish, you can classify him as a chaylish she'ein bo sakana, which basically means he's bedridden. You can do anything. You can put on medicine, you can apply medicine, l'chadchili you should take it, k'lachayad, and so on and so forth. But here we're dealing with a person that's in the category of, is not even a choyle shein by sakana. He's up and about. He's running around. He's busy. He's a rabbi. He's giving 20 drashas in shul, and he's doing. He's busy. He's a busy person on Shabbos. He has a wound. He wants to know how to deal with this wound on Shabbos.
So someone gets. Let's clarify. Someone gets the wound on Shabbos.
Yes.
Gets scratch or laceration or something like that.
Put on a bandage. Bandaid.
You're saying that he cannot.
Like I told you, every situation is different. You can't generalize. Even a paper cut, you can't generalize. Every person, every situation. If that is the situation, if you know from experience that not treating a paper cut in this situation will lead to something a lot more dangerous, you're right. You are on the mark. You're allowed to treat it. You're allowed to treat it. You cannot generalize even the slightest paper cut. Every person is different. Another big issue, okay, I'm just jumping around here, another big issue which we discussed at great length in this Sefer is the mental health of the frame of mind of the Chayla. He brings down from Rav Moshe and many people that if there's someone in the hospital, let's say you get word that a relative has been taken to the hospital, and as another relative allowed to get in a car, to go on the train, to go on their own to the hospital to see what's doing.
Did you
bring in Shaul? Yes, my grandfather was told once that his brother, remember my grandfather's brother, Eli Gorshavchik, he was a butcher in the Lower East Side. So my grandfather was told that he was Jack's father. He was in the hospital. So my grandfather lived next door to Rav Moshe. So my grandfather asked Rav Moshe, what should he do? Rav Moshe said to him, go on the train, take a token, and go on the train and go to the hospital and see that everything is okay. You're allowed to go. Rav Moshe told my grandfather, told him to go into the hospital to check out what's doing, and he brings this Shiloh in the Sefer, is that it, the mental frame of mind is critical for a Chayla. If a Chayla is surrounded by his relatives, he has the will to live. He has the will to get better. Yeah. If he's all alone, it can become Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is not just the treatment that will be administered in the hospital. It's also, even if you know for a fact that he's being treated the best that the world has to offer, he's in the best hospital, surrounded by the best doctors, and he's receiving the best care, and there's nothing you can possibly do to add to that care, but the Chayla needs you for mental support. If you are there, he will have the will, the determination to get better. So a relative is lechatchila allowed to be mechal Shabbos to go see that the relative is okay. If he's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, of course, a chayla sheyesh by sakana, you're allowed to be present in order to give him support. And of course, you should attempt to minimize the chil Shabbos. And that is, he just says that if you have to carry money to go on the subway, to go on a bus, or to go cars, when you take the money kalachayad, you should carry the money in your hat, in your shoe, in an unusual way. Today it's probably a lot easier because today, metro cards, so what are you already doing going on a train? Swiping a metro card is not a melacha deraisa, that's for sure. Everything is electronic, so it's only a midrabanan. Shail of carrying, so machlekes is the sham deraisa, sham derabanan. You carry klachayad, it's not carrying deraisa, but this is what he makes it very, very clear. I don't know if you lie in the air. If you don't hold the air, you don't hold the air. So you have to, whatever it is, you have to deal with the situation. Whatever it is. But this is something which he emphasizes very, very much, that bikuach nefesh, treating a chayla is not just treating his physical ailment. Treating a chayla also is to put him in the proper frame of mind, psychologically, that he should have the determination, the will to get better. That is critical for his refuah. And anything that needs to be done in order to enhance the chayla can be done on Shabbos. And a person goes to an ambulance, you go with him, no question about it. Don't be a tzaddik, I'm not going to go. You go, no shaylas asked. And even if you're not there and you're told about it later on, and you know for a fact that this person needs you to be there, a spouse, a child is allowed to get in a car, to go on a subway, to travel to a hospital, to be there for the chayla, if he is in the gather of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. And generally, if a person is taken away by an ambulance, ruba de ruba, 99.99, they wouldn't take him away in an ambulance unless he was in their consideration, in their estimation, a chayla sheyesh by sakana.
You can. Rabbi Perlow, he gave a shiur one time about the wife is pregnant.
told, the guy came to him and told him that at the Seder he had a big tish with a lot of rabbon sitting at the table with 15 people, and his wife went into labor. And so she said she could manage, and he didn't want to, he felt that he was going to leave the table with all these people. It's not nice. So he let his wife go to the hospital alone. And he was trying to explain to him what a big tzaddik he was that he stayed and he kept the Seder. He says, I'm afraid after 120 years when he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you see what I did? I was trying to say the way Azov Yidavtz is on. He said, he's going to think he's going through this door, but I'm going to go through the other door.
Okay, but you have to know sometimes in the marriage the wife doesn't want you to be there. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Sometimes the wife says, enough of you. Better without you. Alright, let's go further. Let's finish on this halacha. Here in this case it says that you're allowed to. We are in the middle of Yudgin. If you want to clean this wound, I don't know what type of wound this is, but it's some type of minor wound, and you're not allowed to touch it. If you even want to clean it, you're not allowed to clean it. And he says, what do you mean allowed to clean it? But didn't we learn yesterday that you're allowed to clean a wound on Shabbos? There, in that type of wound, the reason why you're allowed to clean is because you're not extracting, you're not drawing new blood and new pus from the wound. It's already removed. It's just a matter of removing what's on the surface. But in this type of wound, again, every wound you have to do, you can generalize. Avulkan shalecha v'hadam muvloim b'basar, since it's absorbing the basar, in mitzi mitzi chabura, this type of wound, if you're going to extract one of the pus, you like dosh, you're extracting liquid from inside of your flesh, that it's melocha d'rabban or melocha d'rais of dosh. Halocha yudalad. A mach that has already been healed. There's nothing more to do. But you want to apply a new bandage. I'm not applying it for it to heal, just to guard it. That it's mutter, you're allowed to do that, and also you're allowed to remove the scab, a hard scab that has formed that's not called goizes. One may make a mistake and think pulling off a scab is called goizes, shearing. Shear, take like cutting your nails. Cutting off your nails is goizes. A scab is not considered to be part of your body. It's considered to be something, it's kola ime lifresh keparishtami. It's considered to be something foreign, a foreign matter, and you can remove it. Halacha test. Vav.
What if it starts to bleed?
No, that would be aser. Because if it's not, that's not called a scab yet. That's still called part of the wound. By pulling off the scab, blood's going to come out. That's for sure aser. We're dealing here where it's completely hard. It's on the verge. It's on the verge of falling by itself. Halacha tesav netchav lekoyitz mutal yotzi b'machad. If a person gets a splint, you let it out with the machad. Levad sheizor shloy yotzi dam dav chabuyat. Very careful not to cause blood. The machad is a kli. A machad is a kli. Very good. So what kind of machad? There are different types of machotim. There's a machad which is fit for sewing. It has the eye where you can thread it. So that's a kli shemalachto leiser. It's used to sew on Shabbos, melacha deraisa. So you're using it letzarech gufoi. It's mutter. I'm using a kli shemalachta leiser letzarech gufoi. So it's mutter. But in Echanam, if you have a machad that's broken, the eye is fell off, it cracked, and it's no longer functional. Now it's muksa machmas. Atzmai, muksa machmas atzmai is also letzarech gufo. So you're right, that would be also, you cannot use such a machat to remove a koitz. Unless, dealing with the koitz, the person is very, very, in a lot of pain. So then you'll call him a choyle, you already call him a geder, choyle, it weeks, it's whole an infection. Okay, then already a whole different category, muksa is lifted. But you're dealing here with the person, just not mechosh bi'am, we're not dealing with something very serious. So nechanam, you can do it, but make sure you're not going to violate the laws of muksa. Here it's l'choyre macha that's functional, which is a muksa, a klish, a malach d'aliyah, so it's mutl tzarech kufay. Halacha test. The question would be exactly what Rav Yashiv said, would you do it during the week? Person is... Oh, then you can go. You can go. It's a great example. Exactly what it says in the book. Exactly what it says. Person gets a cut, right? Something metal. So let's say gets bitten by an animal, by a cat, by a dog. So you don't know. You get all nervous. If this was during the weekday, if this was a Tuesday afternoon, well, what would you do at this moment in time? Or you'd say, oh, we'll go tomorrow. I'm busy now. We'll go tomorrow. You go right now, right? The Shabbos, you can go right now. That's exactly. Don't be a tzaddik. Don't be a tzaddik and say, I don't want the neighbors to see a car pulling in front of the house. It's not Shabbostik. Go right now. Don't be a tzaddik. Go. That's exactly what it is. The determining factor is, if this would happen during the week, would you wait until tomorrow? If the answer is you would wait until tomorrow, so then on Shabbos you wait until tomorrow. If during the week you would not wait, you would take care of it immediately, then even though it's not a sakana, al derech hateva, nothing's going to happen for 24 hours, you'll be okay. The world will, you'll go to the hospital, you'll probably have to sit and wait there anyway for 12 hours in the emergency room until Shabbos and until someone gives you attention, right? So that's anyway what's going to happen. But during the week, would you get the process going during the week? You certainly would. So you can do the same thing on Shabbos as well. Next halacha, halacha tes zayin. Chayla. Shenafal machmas cholya lemishkav. Chayla, who is lying in bed. The ein boy sakan. So now already he's going into the next madrega. We're passing through the stage, breaking out to the stage of a chayla she'ein boy sakana. But he is called a chayla. No longer in discussing a mechush ba'alma. So oy sheyesh loy mechush. He has a mechush. New category. Sheyitzta'er the chola mimenu kol gufa. New category. It's a mechush. He's not called a chayla, but his whole body reeks from pain. He's not bedridden. She'oz afal. He walks around. Kinafal lemishkav dami in halacha, we consider him is in the category of a person that's bedridden. Oymrim le'ein Yehudi lasos to refu levashel b'shulo. That's it. All bets are off. Everything is mutter. Amir Liakum has now been lifted. All the prohibition of Amir Liakum is lifted. You can tell a guy to cook, do a malacha deraisa. You can tell a guy to do for him anything that needs to be done. He can eat on Shabbos even Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum gave on Shahu. In other words, how do you let the guy cook? He needs to eat a hot meal. And we don't have any hot food left. So the guy's going to cook. But the guy's going to turn on the fire. It's Bishul Akum. Who would eat Bishul Akum? No one would eat Bishul Akum. The Jew has to turn on the pilot light. The guy is going to turn on the pilot light. So it's Bishul Akum. It's kosher food. That we're not discussing yet. Not kosher food. That's already in the new madrega. But over here, it's Bishul Akum. It's mutter. Kevon shechutu lo hayom ha-bishul al-yidei in Yehudi. So look at the bottom over here. The bottom Bishul Akum. Ayin b'shuvus Yaakov. Kinestapik imutu l'isr muksa l'choyle she'ein bo'y sakana. What about the shayl of muksa? For choyle she'ein bo'y sakana. V'yavti aminon to choyle she'ein bo'y sakana asu lechol l'shtois isr d'rabonon. Even though we have a rule. A general choyle she'ein bo'y sakana is not allowed to eat. Isr d'rabonon. Suddenly it's only asr d'rabonon. Here it's not a chefsa di isura. In other words, let's say you have a basa b'cholof. It's not been cooked together. You have kosher meat and kosher. You have a medicine which has meat and milk. Are you allowed to eat meat and milk together? Minat Torah? Yes, as long as it's not been cooked together. It's not been cooked together, it's mixed together, it's mutter. Min HaTorah, is a chayla allowed to eat, a chayla she'ein boi sakana, can he take some type of food that is asur midrabanan? No. Why not? Because that's a chifsa di isura. It's an object. An object that's also is more chomer. When it comes to chil Shabbos, there's nothing, I'm not doing anything wrong. Today is a day where I can't do this malacha. But there's nothing really wrong with what I'm doing. It's because of some. It's a side isser. So there is more grounds to be made. When it comes to muksa, it's the same thing. Every time you're dealing with muksa, you're not dealing with an object that's aser. It's because today is Shabbos. Today is the day I'm not allowed to use, to touch, and to move these things. So it's the severity of the isser is not as great. And therefore, there are grounds to argue it should be mutter. So even though we learn that the halach is, one more time, Shein Bo Sakon Os Lechol, the second line from the second line, with Sharm Sim Halacha, even though we have Halach Shein Bo Sakon Os Lechol, when it comes to muksa, the isur who mishum isur Shabbos, the rak shvus. Furthermore, it's not isur deraisa muksa. Only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. Shemutu l'choyle she'emay sakana. He seems to include that it's mutter. V'chein misupik b'zeh ha'goin Rebbe Akiva Eger v'yayim pischi shuva shakasav sh'ha'goin Akiva Eger masik leheter v'chein kasav b'nezer Yisrael v'yayim shulachem shlomo shecholik aleihem v'herem d'haloshen ha'goin Akiva Eger lo mashma leheter. He tells that's not really what the Akiva Eger said. V'sayim shom le'eser v'shkein kasav hara'a le'eser v'yayim v'chayi adam shagam kein ho'ychich de'eser muksa iser muksa also lechoyle she'ein boy sakana v'yayim b'seifer minchas pitim shehevi mei maharach or zerua t'chemoy digonech yonek chol. We learned yesterday that a person that's coughing up blood is allowed to nurse from a goat on Shabbos, even though he is violating an iser. At least this is the rabbanon of milking a cow. Milking. We learned is at least this is the rabbanon according to some of the raisa. Mishom tzara huad din demutul lechol peiros bepiv min amuchav. We learned it as well. Chewing fruit from the ground, it's also mutter. Tavi koitzer kila achayat al kan umidayik mized haminchas Shabbos t'mash mized hete achilas muksa b'mokim tzara after yeshkan oid iser koitzer. But the problem is when you touch it, when you're eating, when you're eating from the ground an apple off a tree, you're touching muksa. And yet you're allowed to do that. Eating the apple off the tree itself is a violation of muksa, and yet it's mutter. So just must be that muksa is lifted for a chayla shein by sakana. After yeshkan oid isur kaitzur kalachayat. So basically what he's pointing out over here is we have a machlekes hapoiskim if a person is allowed a chayla shein by sakana, if he's allowed to be metaltel muksa to alleviate his pain. Some paiskim clearly hold it's mutter, and some paiskim hold it is aser. Everything is always a machlekes. That's the way it is. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yitzayin. Mutter lo halacha Yitzayin. Mutter lo lechol v'lishtois sami refua achoyle she'ein boi sakana, but he's bedridden or his entire body reeks with pain, is allowed to drink medicine. You're allowed to prepare medicine. You're allowed to prepare medicine as long as the preparation does not involve an iser derabanan. Normally, preparing medicine for a person who has a mechush balma is aser. So takana derabanan mimotzei chefschav v'daber davar. There's a gzer. You're not allowed to prepare medicine because you may come to violate a malacha deraisa. If you prepare medicine, you may come to grind up medicine, do toichin. But here, that he's a chayle sheyesh is a chayle shein by sakana. You're allowed to prepare medicine, even though through the preparation, as long as the preparation itself does not involve lachad rabbanon. Avo kol sheyesh boy afilu iser derabanan aser lasois is aser ki im al yidei en yehudi. It's aser to do only through a non-Jew. If you need to come on to do a malachad rabbanon, you do it through a non-Jew. V'im ein en yehudi yesh lahatir lasois. Okay, this is the rule. This is the golden rule. The golden rule of the laws of refu in modern times. A chayle shein by sakana. You can pretty much do anything. If you can't find a guy to do the malacha, do it yourself, but do it with a shinui. That's the golden rule. He says it here explicitly. V'im ein en Yehudi yesh lahatir lasos al yidei Yisrael iser drabon al yidei shinui. Let's do one more halacha yudches. Roifei. A doctor in Yehudi Shumad Shuhu Matzmiach Ababuos Lioladim. He causes, he does some type of technique to children. Im Yachal Hayishol Faisai
Bimamon. These are vaccines.
Vaccines? Immunization. He administers vaccines on Shabbos. Im Yachal Hayishol Faisai Bimamon Shias Lachra Shabbos Yasekain. Okay, so if you can tell him to delay, it's not an emergency. The example we gave. If you have an important business meeting, you'll tell the doctor, listen, I can't come Tuesday. He'll gladly say, so come Wednesday. One day won't make one bit of a difference. It's not an imminent. Come Wednesday. So here you have a doctor that insists he got to come Shabbos. He'll find some moment. She asks, like a Shabbos. Yasekein v'imulav. And if not, if it's richim la'asos b'Shabbos, al yachzik yishol oz as a yeled. If you have a guy insist on doing it, so let him do it. Fine. But the Jew should not be misayeya. The child is not responsible. He's a child. He's not chayav mitzvos. The guy is doing it, but don't help out the guy. Because if you're helping out the guy, you're being misayeya in chil Shabbos. He's doing a malacha, whatever the malacha is, giving the rabban and the rice, whatever it can possibly be. Al yachzik yishol elas is a yelad ella in Yehudi yachzik. And obviously, when a child is taken to a doctor on Shabbos and the child wants the mother to hold the child when they give him stitches, or they obviously that goes without saying that it's mutti. So he was talking about giving shots, different shots where it's not necessary for the parent to hold the child. He says the parent should hold the child. Okay, let's just start a little bit in terms of malacha. This is the end of the siman. Let's just start a little. Because I want to discuss with you today something on the parasha, about some halacha you know on the parasha. But let's just start a little bit. At least one. We'll finish off the page on the bottom. Ches matzmich babuos liyaladim mekar din ze beshut shuvas tshuva me'ava. The time of inimukai. What's his reason and logic? Ki mekay chachavola al yidei tchiva samachat. What's wrong with giving a shot on Shabbos? What are you really doing already? To giving a shot. In lochosh me'achash in tzorach ledam, as far as blood, maybe blood will come out. So big deal. Only time it's also to draw blood is when you want the blood. So drawing blood on Shabbos, in this instance, is not a malacha. Giving a shot if some residual blood comes out, that's not a problem. Even if blood does come out, davar shem is chavi, in kain isim in atara. Aval yesh kain mishu misayaya, you extend, if you're holding the hand of the child, you are extending the hand of the child, if we consider if you're helping out a doctor do something which involves an Islam midrabanon, are you going to also be responsible? Period. Now, the isha shashacha kodem shabash shulel tvilo likach tziporneha. Nushaila, a woman that forgot before the little tefillah to remove her nails, to cut her nails, is she allowed to remove the nails on Shabbos? That to resolve oiser gam al yidei nachri. Now she can't do it herself. That's a given. Question is, could she have a guy cut her nails for her on Shabbos? Mishum de misayeya, because when a woman puts down her hand on the table to allow a guy to cut her nails, she is misayeya. She is assisting the guy in this iser derabban. Cutting nails is not necessarily iser deraisa. Goizeis is by human being deraisa is derabban. It's a question, but she's being misayeya. Generally, we hold Messiah ain by Mamish except when it comes to the Peyas HaRosh. That is the exception. I'm to resolve. That we do allow a woman who's going to mikvah Friday night who has forgot to cut her nails to let a guy cut her nails, even though she needs to extend her hand to a non-Jew, into it's Messiah. Ein boy mamish. Prim poska morgen Avram will Yeraba shama pri chadash rak im evshel yoshid nachri es atilig. Now here we go back to the question of the child. A child needs to receive a shot on Shabbos, and the doctor wants the parent to help them by pacifying the child and having you position the child in a way that it makes it easy for the doctor to administer the medication. Rak im evshe yeshid nachri esatinik lereife, if it's better than another non-Jew. Why should the Jew, the parent, let the PA or let the assistant, whoever is there, the secretary, let her help out the doctor, and the Jew should not be involved in helping the doctor do the refuah. V'chein im evshe yishamet legamri. Now, the best thing, of course, would be not to go to the doctor on Shabbos. If you can avoid going for the immunization shots on Shabbos, ma tov man noyim. V'yayin v'agoyis ma'asham, d'bi isu d'rabon l'kuli alma, m'sayeh shari. He holds, what's the big deal? Over here, we're dealing over here with an isu d'rabon. Over here, we're not dealing with this deraisa. Giving a shot on Shabbos is not a deraisa. And now you want to say that the parent can't help out because the m'sayeh, okay, maybe you'll be machmir, maybe yesh mamish. But it's only with the rabbanon. Why you have to be? You already have to be so machmir when it comes to rabbanon. So he says that it's mutter. The base rabbanon chuliyam b'maseya it's shari v'tzian lichiburay. Check out my sefer. I have a sefer called Das Torah. That I'll prove to you there that it's mutter. Ul radvaz u'shelas yavetz. Like we learned originally, giving a shot. Giving a shot is malacha. That was what's called immunization. Smichas abuos. Is that really what it is? Is that really what it is? Smichas abuos. I'm not sure. Measles shots. That's what it means. He holds the malacha deraisa. He also lasos b'shabbos. I in shem v'loy heavy. It's called handi. Bring down the truth. May have. I'm shem v'zni karim b'nyicholei sugar. Shav v'alpi because we're from tzarich l'likach lifnei kol suda zilof insulin. Person has diabetes and he needs to take. He calls it choly sugar. Is that what he's calling diabetes? Yeah. Okay, so he's calling it insulin. He takes an insulin shot. So a person's allowed on Shabbos to take an insulin shot. Take insulin shot, you're doing nothing. You're not making a Pesach, you're just injecting something. Nothing is happening. You don't want anything to come out of the body. Insulin, you want insulin shot. What about you measuring the sheer insulin? Today it's not a problem, everything is pre-measured already today. So the Isra Hamedida who Mishum Uvdin the Chol. What's the only reason why you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos? No, it's the right. So Uvdin the Chol. But over here for your refuah, Ushmartem Oy Lenafsha Sechem. It's a mitzvah. The main law, the Mokka mitzvah was unbelievable. So he holds that taking medicine is together a mitzvah. And there's no Issa Medida. Shemitzvah l'refuah l'rafa yisacholah. K'mashakasim shulchanach. Rak yizor shalo yosma machad b'er yoyischin. Rak yitlu b'der el alcohol. Don't clean the needle in in hot water, in boiling hot water, because then you're going to be doing malacha of boiling water and we may come to libun.
But don't sterilize it with water,
but you can need alcohol as mutter.
By putting it in alcohol.
In alcohol, that's mutter, yeah. But not in hot water, because hot water can lead to all the different problems. If the doctor says that you don't need to clean it, you don't need to sterilize it for 1 or 2 days. Be very machmir. I don't think we're so machmir today. Better yet, better starve yourself partially. Don't eat to your heart's desire. Don't eat fully and
what
don't.
You're saying is you're not supposed to eat before the injection. I'm going to have to wait.
I'm not going to have the injection. I'm not going to be able to eat what I want to eat. So it's shocking what he says here. He says here that you shouldn't eat if it's not an emergency. You can do the sterilization on Yom Tov because Yom Tov, you're allowed to make hot water on Yom Tov. So therefore Yom Tov is different. I'm sure Yerusha's Plato, Nitvasham Shuvas Meagoin Mari. I'm not sure what that name is. But in my sazilof l'choli tzukur diabetes cause Hashem lahatir al yidei reifin nachri. Tell a guy to do it. Dafka. The alpi adin yesh lahatir afil b'loy loy mitzayer harbe. You don't have to be so machmir. But neishim yafsu gimechon efshush al yidei zeh yoyvad kol apula shepol ad haloyim. Once you get out of the rotation, you're all messed up, and therefore you don't want to play around. Rak neishan is soy neish shagamim yafsu gimechon. But tell me, that's not the mistake. It's not so terrible. You can miss a day. Yeah, like you said, you can't generalize. Everything is so. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. Every situation is different. Shagano yasug yemecho gam kein in chesar mezelachin in roitz alahatir grak mit star harbe of yamtev sheyesh lakal afilu b'loy mit star harbe ayin sham. Okay, so I don't really know what this is talking about, but basically the rule is don't generalize. Every situation is different. We'll stop here.
A blood sugar test. You're gonna have a blood test.
Depends. The sakana. It depends. It's sakana, so you have to do it. You gotta do. Al yeshinui. You gotta do. Whatever you do regular, do different. Have a special way to do it on Shabbos. You gotta be creative, yeah. You gotta be creative. You should never be up to it.